Le 1er novembre dernier, la ville de Barrie a procédé à la levée du drapeau pour le Seasons Center for Grieving Children et le maire Jeff Lehman en a profité pour déclarer le mois de novembre le mois de la sensibilisation au deuil des enfants et le 18 novembre désigné la journée de sensibilisation du deuil d'enfants. Le Seasons Center for Grieving Children est un programme de bienfaisance qui, depuis 26 ans, offre des groupes de soutien entre pères pour les enfants adolescents de la communauté et leurs familles en deuil suite à un décès ou à une maladie mortelle d'un membre de leur famille immédiate. L'un des buts est de donner des outils nécessaires afin de passer à travers d'un deuil d'une façon saine. J'ai voulu en savoir plus sur le centre comme tel et je me suis entretenu avec la directrice du développement chez le Seasons Center for Grieving Children, Lisa Spinks. Je lui ai premièrement posé la question à voir est-ce qu'elle pourrait nous faire un peu les accomplissements du centre comme tel au fil des années.
Seasons Center was founded by Rolly Ramey. Co-founded by Rolly Ramey, who's our current volunteer managing director. He founded Season Center after the deaths of his two daughters, Samantha and Jessica Ramey, when he realized that there wasn't any support for grieving children or children who are experiencing grief in our community. So he took his grief and found a purpose. And so his daughters were killed in January 1995, and by the end of that year, he had founded Season Center. And Season Center started in a basement, and just with a few participants, with a peer support model, and moved to a plaza storefront sometime later. And then Season Center moved to our current location at 38 McDonald Street in Barrie in 2003. And we've since expanded to support 700 children and caregivers on an annualized basis. So there's quite a need in our community, and we've continued to be there for them.
Ils offrent donc des services pour accompagner les jeunes et les adolescents à travers un deuil. Mais ce service-là, est-ce qu'il y a un coût? Est-ce qu'il y a une durée?
All of our services are free to attend. And there's no time limit on how long a participant can attend Season Center for. It could be, you know, 1 year, it could be 10 years. It's however long they need us to help support them through their grieving journey.
Je lui ai demandé ce que ça représentait, cette levée du drapeau, et elle en a profité aussi pour nous donner une statistique de la situation au Canada en ce moment.
We're so grateful for the amazing support from Mayor Lehman and the City of Barrie and taking their time and resources to host Season Center and partners at Barrie City Hall to do the flag raising. And it's really an acknowledgement about recognizing that children are the hidden mourners in our community and making sure that the children feel supported through their grief journey and letting them know that they matter. So Children's Grief Awareness Month is designed to help us all become more aware of the needs of grieving children and how they benefit when they get support from others, when others are sympathetic to their needs. The statistics are, in Canada, one child in 50 is bereaved. In Simcoe County, that means approximately one child in every two classrooms will experience the death of a close family member every year. And by the time a child turns 18, it's estimated that one in 14 children will be bereaved.
On le voit un peu partout, la COVID-19 rend les choses un peu plus compliquées lorsque vient le temps de faire des levées de fonds. Madame Spinks nous a expliqué ce qu'ils vont faire durant le mois de sensibilisation aux enfants en deuil et aussi nous parler des différents médias sociaux qu'ils utilisent pour faire la promotion de leurs services.
With COVID restrictions, it's been very challenging to do in-person things. So it was great that we could do the flag raising out at City Hall because we were in this open forum outside. So what we're doing is it's really mostly around social media. So we'll be doing posts all month long about children's grief and how people can support. But one thing that they can do for sure is they can wear blue. They can light up their buildings in blue to draw attention to children's grief. Blue is the color of children's grief. We've been partnering with local community groups, including the Rotaract Club of Barrie, to make blue origami butterflies, and they're sharing that on social media and talking about children's grief. And the blue butterfly represents hope and is used around the world to raise awareness for grieving children and youth who can be forgotten mourners when someone dies in their family.
Comme l'a annoncé le maire de Barrie, Jeff Lehman, le 18 novembre sera la journée de sensibilisation au deuil d'enfants. Madame Lisa Spinks, directrice du développement chez Season Center for Grieving Children, nous explique ce qui se passera la journée du 18 et nous dit aussi que le suicide est vraiment une mort qui affecte plus les jeunes enfants.
On November 18th, Season Center is co-hosting the first ever Canadian Symposium on Children's Grief. So it's Canada-wide, and we're one of three agencies that are co-hosting this event. And it's really to allow professionals in the field and students and others to learn more about children's grief and how to support children during these challenging times. We're covering a number of topics, but one of them in particular is around suicide. So supporting children that are survivors of suicide, so when their caregiver dies by suicide, how can we better support them? Because there's often a lot of stigmas attached around certain ways people die, including overdose and suicide. Those are the two biggest stigmatized deaths.
Finalement, je lui ai demandé si les gens voulaient participer, devenir bénévoles ou faire un don. Comment qu'on pouvait les rejoindre? Voici Madame Lisa Spinks.
Volunteers are the backbone of our organization, and donations are always welcome because, as I mentioned, we don't charge a fee for our services, and we do rely on the generosity of the community to keep our doors open. And so if people want to get involved, they want to volunteer, folks can go to www.grievingchildren.com for more information on how to get involved. If somebody needs support, a family member has recently passed, or it may have even been some time ago, and they need support for their children, or the caregivers need support in supporting their children, they can call us as well. We're always doing intakes for folks that need us. They can call 705-721-KIDS, K-I-D-S.
Le Season Center for Grieving Children compte uniquement sur le soutien et la générosité de la communauté. Il n'y a pas de frais pour les programmes. Les enfants peuvent participer au programme, quelle que soit la situation financière de la famille.